Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, no slots, no tables, no gamblers flocking to Manhattan's East Side. The $11 billion proposal to build a casino near the UN failed a necessary vote this morning by the city's community advisory board.
The question of whether to advance the application to the gaming facility location board has been reviewed. Two positive votes mean the application has been disapproved. This CAC will record its vote with all members endorsing their vote. We will promptly transmit our determination to the Gaming Facility Location Board.
And as we just heard there, only two of the six board members gave the plan a thumbs up. Freedom Plaza would have spanned some 6 acres and included over 1,000 units of affordable housing, as well as a museum and other attractions and amenities. Developers say that would have been the most new affordable housing units to be created in Manhattan in over a decade. Two previous Manhattan casino proposals for Hell's Kitchen and Times Square were also voted down. Meanwhile, in Queens, Mets owner Steve Cohen hopes to build a casino near Citi Field. No word yet when that vote might take place. Well, Mayor Adams is defending his plan to phase out the city's horse-drawn carriages. It comes after the Transport Workers Union of America and Local 100, which represents the drivers, kicked off a media blitz against what they call Adams' betrayal of the Central Park horse carriage. They're running ads in papers and online urging city council to vote down Adams' executive order. The mayor was live on 1010 Winds this morning talking about how he plans to help those in the industry.
We are proposing real ways of cycling out of the industry, such as purchasing the medallions, electric vehicles, finding other jobs for the drivers. This can be done in the right way.
A spokesperson for the mayor says the, quote, misinformation being pushed doesn't change the facts that, quote, these carriages are dangerous for everyday New Yorkers. Well, a fire on Long Island forcing the temporary closure of the emergency room at Glen Cove Hospital. Nassau County fire officials say it all started with a regular generator test. Exhaust from the generator, though, igniting combustible materials. About 100 firefighters responded and 7 patients were relocated, but no injuries reported. The fire was knocked down in about an hour, business going back to normal after that. Assistant Chief Fire Marshal James Hickman telling Newsday it's been classified as accidental. Well, only a few hours to go until the official start of fall. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck out and about talking to New Yorkers about the incoming sweater weather.
So the end of summer has Angela in a bit of a foul mood.
You happy that it's over or
no? No, I'm not. I wish summer was last for the entire year.
That's what I'm saying, right? So come on, you don't want snow and ice and cold?
Absolutely not.
Never?
Never.
Here at Rockefeller Center, the tree's not going to be up for a couple months still, but Terry's excited for fall already.
Too, you're already thinking about Christmas? Or?
I always did.
Because there's two kinds of people that I meet. It's either they're thrilled that Christmas and all that is coming, or they get depressed when summer is over. And I kind of get down. I love summer. But you're feeling good.
No, I love the change of seasons.
Summer is just 272 days away. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
It is not fall just yet. The official start of the new season is exactly 2:19 this afternoon, so enjoy what's left of summer while you can. Well, in Queens, another teenager has been shot. Police say the 13-year-old victim was shot in the head this morning on Linden Boulevard in Cambria Heights. He was rushed to Cohen Children's Medical Center and is in critical condition. So far, no word of any arrests in the case. All these years later, City Hall now says it does have documents detailing what officials knew about toxins at Ground Zero after 9/11. The Daily News reporting the city reversed course in court filings last week and that the Department of Investigation is preparing to receive, quote, volumes of data from multiple city agencies. The city council had ordered the DOI to launch a probe. Now, when asked about it, a City Hall spokesperson says they cannot comment on pending litigation, but remains dedicated to getting 9/11 victims and their families the answers they need. Well, North Jersey community leaders rallying today, fighting for an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year. Without those tax credits, millions of Americans wouldn't be able to afford health insurance. Congressman Josh Gottheimer is going to be at that rally.
People are really hurting, whether it's the cost of food or Trump's tariffs. People's prices have gone, you know, what their cost of living has gone way up. And health insurance premiums, as it is, are way up. And this would make it much worse.
Gottheimer says it would hit more than 450,000 New Jersey residents, including 38,000 in his 5th congressional district. The rally will start just after 1 this afternoon outside Bergen Newbridge Medical Center in Paramus.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.